This is episode 29 of the Reading Cokes podcast. If you're a book lover who may be interested in joining our online book club, please visit our website at thereadingcove.com. For April 2013, we're discussing Skinned by Robin Wasserman. So hi, this is Melania in Florida.
Roberta in Georgia.
And we are gathered today to discuss Skinned by Robin Wasserman, which is the Cove's 149th pick, and it was chosen by Cove member Catherine. So what did we think of Skinned, Roberta?
Well, it was okay. Not great. You know, it was okay. As some of our other recent books, that it was a YA book and probably aimed more at that age group. So I think I probably would have appreciated it more in my younger days when there weren't any YA books than I do as an adult.
But right.
It had some thought-provoking issues in it, you know, at the same time that made up for a little bit of it. But sometimes with the young adult books, that the good part is they'll cut to the chase. They won't have a lot of exposition.
Right.
But that also, you know, sort of a double-edged sword, because sometimes you like to know more about the characters, and especially I would have liked to have known more about this family before the horrible, you know, accident brought about the whole science fiction part of the story.
Yeah, and that was kind of my thought too, was that it opens right after Leah has this horrific car accident where she's injured to the point of death, where she was going to die.
Right.
And she wakes up to find she's no longer in her body, and she's sort of just this spirit entity. And then they download her into this new imitation human body, or a machine type thing that looks like a human body, but it's really a computer.
Sort of like a cyborg or something.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And that sounded very interesting. But for me, the reality was that, you know, Leah, the character of Leah, was just too annoying to have an entire story coming from her point of view. She was just like 350 pages of whining, brooding, and just she was like puking up sarcasm every sentence about her situation. She was so hard to sympathize with, and it got old really fast for me.
Yeah, well, yeah, she was very angsty, but I think that's another thing typical probably of teenagers, you know, and why me and everything. Though, after you found out that her father was, you know, all of a sudden really upset that he felt like he'd made a mistake, you know, even doing this, then of course that's going to make you feel even worse, because all of your friends just really can't accept you the way you are now. It's like you're a mutant or you know, something unknown to them, and they don't know how to relate to you anymore.
Yeah, and like you were saying, I think it would have helped if we had gotten to know this family prior to the accident.
Right. I would have liked a little bit more backstory about their relationship prior to the accident.
Yeah.
You know, put a little bit, even maybe just like, you know, 20 pages, a little bit more at the front.
Right.
About what they were like before, and you know, what led to this decision, and then, you know, what happened that would have made them feel guilty about making the decision.
Yeah, and to see the interaction between she and her sister.
Right.
Because the sister ended up being a big part of the story and their relationship. And it was just like, it didn't make a whole lot of sense that the family wasn't really grieving the loss of her as a human.
Right.
They weren't very supportive of her. It's almost like, you know, it just, the dynamic didn't make a lot of sense. Yeah. So her sister was trying to take her place, basically. And it was strange, because why would she be doing that when Leah wasn't dead?
Right.
She's not like her sister had died, and so she's going to, like, try to, replace her or take over her life and the activities of her life and her boyfriend and everything.
Right.
Her sister's still there. It just didn't make any sense.
No. But, so, I mean, so she kind of got disrespected and pushed to the side by everybody, even her sister, so.
Yeah, and it didn't make any sense. There wasn't, for me anyway, there wasn't really a plausible foundation for that behavior after this incident happened.
Right, so, but I, as I said, I think if they'd put a little bit more background about her sister at the beginning, that maybe we could have understood more, you know, what was going on, whether there was just this sibling rivalry or whether there was actually some sort of animosity, you know, built on a previous incident. That would have made it to me a better book and one that would be more easily to understand the, like, as you said, the family dynamics.
I think, yeah, and I think that would have made it have a stronger crossover appeal for adults.
Right.
You know, I think that was the big thing, is that, because we were talking about this in the group, if the book's written for someone who's 14, then those types of things wouldn't be seen missing to a 14-year-old. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but, you know, as an adult, you're looking at it in from a different perspective.
Right.
And so it's like, how, you know, yeah, it would have been more understandable if you had had a little bit more on their relationship before this happened. And because I just found myself thinking that they should have just let Leah die. And, you know, a couple other people were saying, yeah, you know, in the group, like, yeah, it was just, you didn't sympathize with her. But then again, there were other people in the group who did. Because, you know, other people did enjoy the book.
Right.
So, it was just like, for me, though, it was just 350 pages too much of that one note, whiny, broody.
Woe is me.
Woe is me type of thing. I couldn't get on board with her. So I found myself kind of just skimming through it. But again, it wasn't written for me, you know?
Well, I mean, and I can see some things. It's like you ask yourself, well, if there were technology like that to keep you alive, would you, you know, alive as for say, like at least your psyche or your soul or whatever you call it, would you want that, or would you just as soon, you know, die because you're really not your total self anymore?
Right.
I don't know if I haven't ever faced it, but I don't know if I was ever disabled to the point where, you know, I had to be like in a wheelchair and have a breathing apparatus and all that kind of stuff. I don't think I would, you know, want to deal with that. I'd just say, just let me go. Just let me go. Because I wouldn't want to be a burden on anybody. And you have to think about the quality of life versus the quantity of life. I mean, granted, she was still a young girl everything, but she wasn't, you know, she was just going to be that same way forever, because it's almost like she's a you know, just like you said, a machine, because they just have to redo it every so many years. But she never is really going to die until they, you know, somebody decides to pull the plug, I guess, literally,
right?
You know, not rebuild her. So you kind of get yourself in a catch-22 there. So
right.
I just don't think I'd want any heroic measures if it meant that my quality of life was so drastically changed.
Yeah, and it does raise, you know, those types of issues for discussion. And we were also saying that a part of why this was so, you know, one or two dimensional and there weren't a whole lot of layers is because you get that from the synopsis. You know, you can just read the synopsis and start talking about that particular premise.
Right.
You don't really have to read the book, and the book itself doesn't really add anything to it that, you know, gives you much to talk about.
Yeah, it could have been a better book, like I said, with a few more additions to it. It could have been a much better book, but
yeah,
you know, like I said, I'm sure it did well with the YA set that are always looking for new and different things. And, you know, they've said, I don't know, maybe because of the way things have been recently and, you know, between the economy and crime and horrific things, that a lot more of these young adult books have become sort of more dark, you know.
They have to keep pushing the envelope. They have to keeping making it interesting and, you know, exploring more and more serious ideas and dramatic themes. Yeah. So it takes them into that area.
But yeah, the young adult librarian where I used to work, that, you know, she said she'd read something in one of her library journals about somebody was complaining about how dark and depressing some of these new YA books were, and she goes, well, what do they want? You know, unicorns and cheerleaders?
Well, like with Skinned, I mean, Leah's narration did get pretty dreary and depressing.
Right.
She was depressed, and you can understand it because of what happened to her.
Yeah, you
and
can't
the fact
blame
that her
her.
whole family turned their backs on her, and it didn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean,
No.
you these machines are, what were they called? The stiffs or the something in the story, they were ostracized by society, basically, and treated
Right.
like, you know, they had some kind of disease. So that made her have lots of reason to be depressed and,
Well, yeah.
you know, not really have a whole lot of positive, she didn't really have a positive spirit
No,
at
yeah,
all.
like I said, you couldn't blame her because she was totally ostracized, and it was horrible enough that she'd gone through this, you know, bad experience. And you're bound to have like post-traumatic stress disorder from that, no matter what they do for you with the mechanical stuff. And then to feel like you're pretty much all alone—that's a horrible feeling.
Exactly. I mean, it could have gone differently. It could have been a different story, but you know, this was it. And it we do need to say that the whole series, because this is a series of books, or is it a trilogy? It's a
I think
trilogy, I
it's,
think.
or young adults seem to be big on trilogies these days.
Right. And it was repackaged and retitled. So Skinned is now called Frozen.
Which I don't understand, but okay.
And it has, you know, a new cover and everything. And I did like the new cover. I saw it on the author's website. And
Oh, yeah.
so
It
just,
was pretty.
yeah, so just in case our listeners didn't know that it has been republished, but someone said in the group, I think Miriam said, the content didn't change, just the packaging.
No.
I think the group overall, the average grade was a C. So
Yeah.
that lets you know some people, you know, gave it an A. Some people gave it, I gave it a D.
Yeah.
And some people were, you know, C's in between. I think the majority wasn't a fan. Most people weren't a fan of it.
Right.
But some people did like it, yeah.
I mean, it had promise, but it just didn't fulfill its promise.
Yeah, I think it goes over better with the target audience, for sure,
Right.
than it does with an adult audience.
Right.
So, any other thoughts? Did you have any memorable scenes or?
But nothing really stands out.
Oh, one thing does stand out for me. When she froze at school.
Oh, yeah.
In her mechanical body, and I don't remember what happened, but she was walking across the yard or something and just froze and couldn't
move.
Yeah,
kind of malfunctioned.
She malfunctioned.
Yeah.
So I remember that.
See, that'd be another thing to be upset about, is that, you know, you just be going about your business all of a sudden, bleh,
powerless,
you know,
powerless.
Powerless.
Yeah.
So that
somebody
would be
had to
kind of
come and get her.
call home from the nurse's office saying, well, your child is frozen, stuck here. Come on down.
I guess
don't
that's
know,
why
we don't know what to do.
Yeah, I guess that's why they changed the title to Frozen.
Maybe so.
Know.
Maybe they got that point of it and everything.
So that's our take on Skinned by Robin Wasserman. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And as always, leave us your comments and let us know what you think and what you think about the whole new title, new covers. If you've read the entire series, let us know what you thought. And stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll be discussing The Scorpio Races by Maggie Stiefvater. Bye. See you next time.
Bye.